This is an MUT Radio podcast.
In front of me, I do have Vumisanele Mndaweni, Mam Mndaweni, as we would call her, as well as Mr. Hleketani Bilankulu. Thank you so much, colleagues, for joining us on MUT Radio. Now, Anele is from the University of Zululand, and Hleketani is from Durban University of Technology. Maybe let's start with you, Anele. Anele is the director of Umzanyana Foundation. Quite interesting. I saw your presentation there. It was very interesting to listen to you Kulumange Foundation Yako, but maybe from your side, njoba gatula on stage, how was the feeling? Bekunjani, how was the presentation on your side?
On my side, well, firstly, hello.
Hi.
I'd say that on my side, I felt, this presentation went smoothly.
Sure.
Because I first had internal rounds, and then we had this APSA competition, which wasn't related to this, but
more similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those were very intense. Mm. Like, the judges were just not even smiling. I was nervous.
Mm.
I could barely talk. So I felt this time I was more calmer and everything was just a bit smoother.
Wow. From your side, Hleketani, maybe if you can just share your experience on stage.
First of all, greetings to everyone and those who are listening on air. I would describe my experience as not what I expected it to be.
Okay.
But in a good way. The judges were fairly judging. The questions were kind of fair and also on a standard level of judging a person. So in my own experience, the presentation was perfect if you came fully prepared.
Wow. That's a very important one. That last point there, you must prepare for your presentation,
yes.
Definitely. Maybe if we can just ask just a bit about your foundation, Anele. Masikhulumange Umzanyana Foundation.
We are talking
Umzanyana.
About...
Umzanyana. The pronunciation, very deep, Colin. Umzanyana. Okay, Umzanyana. Okay.
Umzanyana is a non-profit organization that I've been trying to start since grade 10.
Oh.
And I'm currently doing my first year in university, so I've been delaying it for a very long time. But okay, I've decided to, up my game and finally do this. But basically, it's a non-profit organization that focuses on the development of the youth through many aspects. Currently, I'm pitching one that's related to youth development through entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Why Umzanyana? Why the name? Where does this name come from?
So when I initially thought of Umzanyana, I saw myself as an umbilical cord connecting the mother who is full of nutrients to the baby.
Wow.
And if you know, Umzanyana is actually an umbilical cord in isiZulu.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so that's how I saw this. And then also, when you look at it, Umzanyana. So I just felt it's the best.
Wow.
It's the best name.
Interesting. Maybe if we can come to Everything's Maths with Mr. Bilankulu. Talk to us about Everything's Maths Academy. What is it and when did you start it?
This academy was founded last year, around March. It's like the environment I grew up in, we were unprivileged. So we saw people with greater access to education, people with greater marks, as I was comparing, since I was in a rural environment. I see there are those who are financially stable.
Sure.
And even their tutorings are very high. And I was like, you know what? Why is it that a person's future must be determined by their money, by their financial statuses, but not because they have potential?
Yeah.
So I saw this. Now, this led to the creation of my academy. I call it an Everything's Maths Academy. When I call it an Everything's Maths Academy, the word everything, I wanted to subject it to mean everyone's surrounding.
Yeah.
Particularly in our rural areas where people can't have STEM education in that matter. So by creating the academy, we are aiming to inform learners that No, education is possible. Not everything is expensive. We made it cheaper so that you also can also have access to these tutoring. Particularly, our motto is turning a small device like apps like WhatsApp. We turn that social media platform into a learning platform.
Okay.
Yes, we change it into like our model is based on those who can afford it. Hence, we don't go for apps like Teams, Microsoft, and everything. We go for those we can currently afford right now. So my aim is to make sure that education is not treated like luxury. Education must be provided to the best of us.
Wow.
That is the aim of Everything Smiths Academy.
That's great. That's great, Ben. No, thank you so much. I don't want to hold you for long, guys. I know you've had a long day. Even Aksasa Futa is still another day. But we really appreciate you, Ms. Mdaweni and Mr. Bilankulu. All the best. May the best man or women win.
Thank you so much.
That is Anele Mdaweni and Hleketane Bilankulu from TT and UniZulu joining us in the studio. And on that note, as far I think it's a wrap from my side for day one, seeing that your show is also coming to an end. But it's been good, man. It's been good. Maybe, in fact, Hleketane is reminding me of Tim Lampi Mabefunuk Caesar Lapaga, Everything's Mets Academy. Let me just allow for that opportunity. If you want to know more about Umzanyana, Tulaganjani, Ms. Mdaweni, maybe let's start with you, Mr. Lagun. How do we get hold of you?
We are mainly found on the website. I mean, the email, everythingsmaths@gmail.com. And if ever you want mathematics, it's 0733-882049. Again, 0733-882049. We also have physical sciences classes which are online and also affordable. It's free for 3 days. Come and look for yourself.
Wow. Ms. Mdaweni, sithola kanjani?
Ms. Mdaweni, uthola kala ku 0795341355. And if you want to find me on TikTok, it's mn.anele.
mn.anele.
Yes.
No, thank you so much, guys, for joining us on MUT Radio. I appreciate you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.